You're listening to CJLO News. We caught up with a local Snowden resident who has returned from COP29 and is sharing his experience with the community. Jordi Villanova is a PhD student studying biodiversity at Concordia University. Villanova lives in Snowden. He was selected by the Loyola Center for Research and Sustainability to attend COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, as the head of the delegation from Concordia University. Now, Villanova is sharing his experiences at COP in the NDG community by speaking at local events. On January 21st, Villanova spoke at NDG's latest Climate Cafe, a monthly event where locals discuss climate change and solutions at the community level.
I always thought that COPs weren't amounting to anything, and I thought, oh, might as well go there and see what actually happens there. And so I ended up going out of curiosity, actually, try to understand what's happening there and then try to report back what I saw and why there's misunderstandings about COP.
COP, or COP, is the United Nations Conference of the Parties. It is a massive summit on climate change that is attended by delegates from many countries. Villanova attended despite initial hesitation.
Negotiations at COP are really are extremely important, but not the main thing that's happening there. A lot of the things happening at COP is local level things, more entente between different groups, trying to push for different things. So I really learned that global change is actually happening at a local level, and then we just find ways to make it global. But how we are going to solve climate change is really just pushing these local level initiatives and push them at a global scale. That's the main takeaway that I had from COP.
Villanova says, though he is still skeptical about many aspects of COP, he saw immense value in the networking and discussion that took place there.
I now see more of the value in having people from very, very different political backgrounds sit around the same table to just talk about this issue.
He was able to discuss his biodiversity work with other delegates. He says at COP he was having educating conversations with other delegates, even about small projects at the local level, discussing things like pollinator gardens and ecological corridors, like the ones here in NDG. He is encouraging that in the community, there is more collaboration between groups approaching issues of biodiversity and climate change.
These local level actions are actually having an impact at COP, because people here are learning from all these different people. They are reporting these things back to other organizations that can go to these events. So local level actions are being seen at this international scale. So in NDG, it's extremely important, any action that's being done, because it's trickling up, it's going up, and it's having an impact, even though we don't see it.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.